Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chagiga Daf Tzayin in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloch A, starting Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. Says the Gemara L'Chatos in Nitmu Yodov Nitmu Gufoy. When we talk about Mei Chatos, the water they use with Parah Aduma, there it's the higher level of Kedusha, and if the hands become Tameh, he needs to go to the Mikvah. Says the Gemara B'Chananyo, Lo Yishechitshu Tumo L'Chatos. Not that they made and created a new tumah by chatos that doesn't exist somewhere else. Elo amlo mitame tumah kalo kimitame tumah chamur. All they said is that someone who has tumas yadayim that usually doesn't require to go to the mikvah, just requires to wash the hands, if he, for chatos, he has to go to the mikvah. But there's no new level of tumah that we don't find somewhere else. Rav Yaakov Shab Lozor, he says, learn from the pasuk, v'osof ish matomad loyma tohor. It says that a person has to go and collect the ashes of Parah Aduma. It says, V'osof ish, and it tells you he has to be Torah. Of course he has to be Torah. If he's Tameh, he will make a Tameh. Says the Mu'agat, afilu at oisva b'magrefo omra Torah Torah. Even if he's collecting it not directly in his hands, but he's taking a shovel, a magrefo, he also needs to be Torah. Says the Mu'amim Kaim, what's the case? Even magrefo shemateches, if the shovel is made out of metal, fele pshuti klei batoches mitamim. The metal will become Tameh from the person holding it, and it will make the Efer Tameh as well. So the same way the Tameh cannot touch the ashes directly, he can't touch it through a metal kli. Even Magrefa Shalait, Eli told me when he was talking about a Magrefa shovel made out of wood. And we talk about Pshutik Leitz. I mean, it doesn't have a base kibbutz, it doesn't have a receptacle. So it's straight, so it doesn't get tumo. Loko oimid machmas dover tomo. Even though it doesn't get tumo on its own, but if it's something that's leaning on something tome, it does get tumo. So if I have a kli, then the only way for it to stand is by leaning on something. And that thing that it's leaning on is tome, it does get tumo. So here, this, my grave for this shovel is in the hands of someone Tameh. That means it's leaning on something Tameh, so it makes the Efer Tameh. So why do you have to tell me that it needs to be Tor? Talking that he's not taking it into a shovel. He's just pushing it with a piece of wood. He's not picking it up. He's just moving it. But even a small piece of wood, he probably will pick up a little bit of the Efer and make a Tameh. He's taking with a very, very big piece of wood. So he's not able to pick it up at all. The only thing he can do, he can push the Efer. Still, the Torah tells you, why is that so? From here, you learn the idea of Hesed, that if you move the Efer, if someone Tomei moves the Efer, even though he did not pick it up, or did not touch it, he still makes it Tomei. You learn from here the idea of Hasoto, of movement. Now the following Gemara, the Gemara is referring to a Mishnah and Meseches Paro that says they are called Toun Bias Maim, Ben Midir Sofer, Midir Toiro, someone needs to go to the Mikvah. So he is Metame Mechatos, Efer Chatos, Vetamaze Mechatos, B'magvo Maso. He will make Tumo to either the Mechatos, Efer Chatos himself, or a person who is involved in it, either by touching him or by carrying him. But the Klireiko Mator L'chatos, so there you have a machloikis. If someone tome is touching an empty vessel that's used for chatos, well, it doesn't carry. Well, there's nothing in there. So there, a male old the person who's tome makes a tome mago maso. Chachamim say only be maga na be maso, only by touching it, not by carrying it. So comes the Gemara Baras and asks, but Baba me milbo kamei ravami ma bin odom tor lechatos likli reikon tor lechatos. What's it between a person or a kli? Why the person gets tumo, sai, if the person who makes him tome touches him or carries him, and the kli becomes tome according to your bone only by touching, not by carrying. So before we dash away, it says tor. Now the Gemara asks, why it says the word ish? We elevate the person to the same level like the mechatos evechatos that you'll get tumo b'mago over maso. Comes Rabbi Yossi and adds the reason why it says tor. So he said why it says ish to tell you that it gets tumo of a maso. But what tells you the word tor? Hesed, if something is being moved only, not being touched or carried. But movement, that usually it's not, does get tumah. This connects to the previous Gemara. The Gemara says, Mei Chatos, Hesed becomes Tomei. Halacha Vav zog the Mishnah. Hatoyve lechulin v'hurzek lechulin. So he went to the mikvah, and he had in mind to eat only chulin with his mikvah. Also ma'aseh, he can't eat ma'aseh. Hatoyve lemaaseh v'hurzek lemaaseh. Went to the mikvah for ma'aseh purposes, and he had in mind to do ma'aseh, to eat ma'aseh after the mikvah. Also lechuma, he can't eat chuma. Hatoyve lechuma v'hurzek lechuma. He went to the mikvah for chuma purposes, and he's v'hurzek lechuma. Also the Kodesh. He's also to eat Kodesh. Hatoyv the Kodesh, who's like the Kodesh? Also the Chatos. He's also for me Chatos, for Par Adumo. Hatoyv the Chomer, who to the Kabbah. The opposite. If he went to the mikvah for a more chomatic thing, so he started for something which is more Kal. Tovel, lo yuchzok, he loy tovel. Someone went to the mikvah and he had nothing in mind for the mikvah. Meaning he went to the water, did not have kavana to do tvila. So he's not Torah at all for anything except for Chulin. He's referring here to Meiser onwards, but Chulin he will be Torah even without Kavana. So the Gemara Amud Beis, the Chulin Tzrichim Kavana. The Gemara is bringing the question from the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hatoyv the Chulin v'hukzak l'chulin. He had in mind to do Chulin. Mashri has to think about it. But do you really have to have Kavana for Chulin? So the Gemara, the Rubo Aso Meimor Lecho. It's going to tell you a Chiddush. Afilu Toivu Lecholin V'Husak Lecholin Aso V'Maiser. Even though he did have in mind to go to the mikvah for a purpose of a mikvah, but he had in mind just to eat Cholin afterwards, he's going to be Aso V'Maiser. That's a Chiddush. Kolshkan, he had nothing in mind. Lo Kedah Maya B'Lozor Keminyan Cholin Kachminyan V'Maiser. But didn't we learn that Maiser and Cholin have the same din, Legabe, the levels of Tumah? The same way, by Chulin, you have only two levels of Chuma, Rishon L'Tumo and Sheni L'Tumo. Also, Maaser, the same thing. So, Chuma, Maaser, and Chulin are compared to each other. So, why going to the mikvah for Chulin doesn't help for Maaser? It says, regarding touching, we equate Chulin and Maaser. But for eating is different. We have more machmir in the eating of Maaser than eating Chulin. Continues the Gemara and says, someone went to the mikvah and did not have in mind for something specific, but he did have in mind to do mikvah. Mutar b'kulam, he's allowed even in chatos. It's only talking about a case that someone does have kodesh and has chatos to deal with. But if he doesn't have anything to deal with, we say mistame in mind, he's planning just to use the mikvah for the thing he needs. Continues the Gemara and says the following. Oideu raglub mishukoz b'mayim, machzik atzo l'choltar sheyirtze. If his legs are touching the water, and he's still wet, and he's touching the water with his legs, he can have his mind to whatever he needs. Why? He's not his whole body is in the water. But because he's still wet, so you say what's called katafras. Katafras means when you have a connection of water that's going downwards, that connects the water to the top. So here you have a person who's connected to the water, and he has water on his body. You consider it to be all the water in his body connected to the bottom, and he's considered to be still in the mikvah. Says the Gemara, Tama Tanina, we learned over there, Mokel Shimeleyo Mashkin Tmehim. You have a stick, for us it means like a pole, full of water inside, which is Tome. Kivanchi Shiko la mikvah ta'aru edivir Abishua. It's good to Abishua, if he touched the bottom of the stick into the water, all the water in the stick becomes tar. Why? Hi, only the bottom is touching the water. We say katafras. Katafras means the top that's going down is connected to the bottom. It's considered to be the entire water is connected to the mikvah. The chachamim mean no. Achid bo is cool. You don't say katafras. You need to put also the top of the stick in the water. Shimon lo kishoyim ma'pligin. What are they arguing? The tuma kalo. It's only tuma derabanan. Av tuma chamur of Yeshua moide. But if it's tuma deraisa, even Rabbi Shua agrees that you don't say katafras. You don't say the water on top is considered to be connected in the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan ma'av tuma chamur pligin. No, the Rabbi Shua agree is holding that you say katafras even when it's tuma chamur. Even it's a tuma deraiso. So the Gemara says, "Pligo Shimon Lakish." Chori, what we just learned argues with Shlakish because it says, "Odor Agla Meshukos B'Mayim." If his legs are touching the water, Machzik Atzmon Bechol Tahar Sheyirtze, still considered to be in the mikvah. He can have in mind for every tahar that he wants. So the Chori and the Gemara understands that's talking about tuma deraiso as well. Says the Gemara, "No, Pasala Boy Chel Oichlin Tmeim V'Shoyte Mashkin Tmeim." We're not talking about someone who's fully tame, someone who ate food that's tame and drink which is tame, that he becomes tame only midirabanan. So then the thought works. Then you say katafras, and his body is considered to be in the water. But if it's tume deraisa, you don't say it. So no question in Shlokish from here. Like Kenama Yaakov Azavdi Ravo B'Shem Shem Shlokish Oichlin Oichlin Tmeim V'Shoyte Mashkin Tmeim Kufa Torah B'Lo Chavano. So that doesn't work because someone who eats Oichlin Tmeim and Shaita drinks which are Tameh, which is only Tumah Derabanan, he doesn't have to have Kavana at all. So what are you saying? If he has his leg in the water, he can have Kavana to whatever he wants. He doesn't have to have Kavana. Says the Gemara, Mikivan shenosan daito tarim u'ulo imeno tzorich kavono. So, meaning the way Reb Chaim explains it is that we said that if someone ate oichlin tmeim ashke tmeim, he doesn't have to have kavona. That's only regarding truma. But if he want regarding kodesh, which is a more higher level, that's what it means tarim u'ulo imeno. Then you do have to have kavona. Says the Gemara, Masniso pligo shem lakish. We have another brice arguing with Shlakish. Mikvah sheyesh b'arboim seil mechuvonos. You have a mikvah which is exactly 40 seil. Ve'erdu shtayim etovlo. Two went to the mikvah, zecher zeh, one after each other. Meaning one into the mikvah went out, and then another one went in. So the first one went out, took a little bit of the water out. So now you don't have arboim seil anymore. So rishatar v'asheni tome. If the first one's legs are still touching the water, even the second one is tar. Why? Because the water in the body of the first is considered to be connected to the bottom. And the one understands we're talking about Tumah D'oraisa. You see, you say Katafras even in Tumah D'oraisa. Question on Rish Lakish. Same answer. Talk about Tumah D'Rabbanon. And this goes according to Rabbi Shua that you say Katafras by Tumah D'Rabbanon. Masniso pligo b'shir melokish. More brings a third attempt to bring a braiso against Rish Lakish. Tsunoin shebe me'oro. If you have a radish in a cave, meaning a place we have water, isha nido madichoso v'utor. A woman who's nido can take it and put it into the water to clean it. He'elos sekol shumin amayim tome. Once you bring it out of the water, so right away it becomes tome. Because now it's wet and the nido makes it tome. Read the name of Rabbi Shua says it's tar. As long as it's touching the water somewhat. So if you just picked it up a little bit from the water and it's still touching the water somewhat, according to Rabbi Shua, you say katafras, and the water on the tsunayin is considered to be connected to the mikvah. So continues the Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, V'nido lav tumah chamurihi. We talk about nido. Nido is tumah d'oraisa. Hadin pligo v'shir melakish v'leis lakium. So this Bryce is clearly arguing with Shlokish. You can't explain it to Tumah D'Rabbanan. He's talking about Tumah D'Oraisa. It says you say Katafras, it means you say that the upper water is considered to be connected to the bottom. And that's according to Rabbi Shua. And that's clearly against Shlokish, who says that in Tumah D'Oraisa we don't say Katafras according to Rabbi Shua. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Chagigo Daf Tzayin.